Well, weekend number two of the high school rodeo kicked off this past weekend. I have here a look at the Southwest region that held their second weekend of regional rodeos in New Underwood. Starting first off, look at our sponsors. This rodeo update is being brought to you by the Battle Creek Agency. If you're looking to buy or sell, give John Kirsteins a call. Star of the West Hat Company, top quality custom-made hats by Brad Montague. I'll kick things off from New Underwood. I have here a look at the top 10 finishers in each of the events, first and second go-rounds from the weekend. Starting in the bareback riding, Leighton Sander of Custer wins both the first and second round. He was the only qualified ride in round number one. And in round number two, Christopher Farmer finished in second. In the barrel racing now, round number one was won by Piper Cordis. Kylie Goings took second, Griffin Grooms third, and Lucy Moon rounded out number four. Other point earners, 5th through 10th place include Claire Collins, Jada Reinert, Maddie Wan, Jessica Caspers, Taylor Price, and Lucchese Tynes. In round two of the barrel racing, Lucy Moon took the win. Jada Reinert of Wall was second, followed by Madeline Wan in third, and Addie Sander fourth. Other point earners include 5th through 10th, Cassie Chambliss, Taylor Price, Kylie Goings, Claire Collins, Taryn Shear, and Aaron Osmotherly. Now on to the breakaway roping, where Piper Cordis, making a nice run, wins round number one. Kylie Ellerton finished second, followed by Nevaeh Wild in third, and Brooke Cal in the number four spot. Other point getters include Annika Haugen, Olivia Carmichael, Aaron Osmotherly, Sophie Ruby, Maddie Wan, and Turney Arthur. In round two of the breakaway roping, Jessica Caspers took the top spot. Piper Cordis finished second, Savvy Slob a third, and Brooke Cal in the number four spot. Fifth through 10th include Jada Reinert, Tava Sexton, Nevaeh Wild, Jaden Lang, Annika Main, and Addie Sander. In the bull riding, round number one win went to Kaysen Tibbetts, the only qualified ride. Round number two was won by Vladimir Clifford, and Clancy Gwirth was in the number two spot. And the boys' cattle cutting now, three qualified scores in the first round. Cody Dirks took first place, Gabe Glynes second, followed by Cooper Meeks. Round two of the boys' cutting, Cody Dirks was on top, Gabe Glynes second, Cooper Meeks third, and Terry Hamill rounding out number four. In the go-tying now, round number one was won by Sophie Ruby. Miley Groper took second, followed by Tava Sexton in third, and Kylie Ellerton fourth. Other point-getters include fifth place, Lainey Connell, followed by Taylor Price, Kylie Goings, Kenley Parker, Lucy Moon, and Jocelyn Fulton. Round two of the goat tying, Avery Dorrance of Custer wins the round. Maddie Wan took second, followed by Kylie Ellerton in third, and Tava Sexton fourth. Other point earners include fifth place, Annika Main, followed by Sophie Ruby, Lainey Connell, Miley Groper, Kylie Goings, and Kenley Parker. Now looking at the girls' cattle cutting, Tava Sexton finished in the first place spot, Chloe Fortune second, Taylor Price third, Griffin Grooms rounding out number four, and fifth place, Lily Sexton. In round number two of the girls' cattle cutting, Griffin Grooms was the number one cowgirl in first, Tava Sexton finishing second, followed by Chloe Fortune, Taylor Price in fourth, and Lily Sexton rounding out number five. In the pole bending now, round number one was won by Wall's Piper Cordis. Second place went to Annika Haugen, followed by Emmy Moon in third and Addie Sander fourth. Other fifth through 10th place, we have Aaron Osmotherly, Laramie Nutter, Samantha Owens, Riggins Cheney, Nevaeh Wild, and Lydia Main. In the pole bending now, Sophie Ruby finishes first place in the second round. Taryn Shear of Wall took second, followed by Maddie Wan in third and Emmy Moon fourth. Other point earners include fifth place, Aaron Osmotherly, Annika Haugen, Griffin Grooms, Piper Cordis, Nevaeh Wild, and Lucy Moon. Turning our attention now to the Rain Cow Horse, where Chase Brunch wins the first round. Sophie Ruby took second in a third and fourth place split in the first go between Riggins Cheney and Tava Sexton. We have four other qualified scores. Terry Hamill finished fifth, followed by Gabe Glynes, Cooper Meeks, and Holden Looper. Round number two of the Rain Cow Horse, Gabe Glynes finished in the number one spot. Riggins Cheney took second, Tava Sexton third, and a fourth, fifth place split between Sophie Ruby and Cooper Meeks. Three other qualified scores include Terry Hamill, Holden Looper, and Chase Brunch. There are no qualified rides for the weekend in the saddle bronc riding, and in the steer wrestling, Gabe Glynes took the first place finished in the round in both go rounds one and two. In the team roping, round number one was won by Tayton Hill and Gabe Glynes. Brand Hildenkamp and Slate Soon finished second. Third place team, William Wan and Christopher Lurs. Fourth place, David and Reed White. Other point earners in the team roping include Kane Merrill and Adley Ammon, Cody Dirks, Rhett Lowe, Jada Reinert, and Jessica Caspers, Piper and Gatlin Cordis, and rounding out the ninth qualified time, Olivia Carmichael and Lucchese Tynes. In round number two of the team roping, that win went to Tayton Hill and Gabe Glynn. Second place, Kane Merrill and Adley Almond. Riggins Cheney and Maddie Wan took third, followed by Brand Hildenkamp and Slate Soon in fourth. Drake Boomsma, Casper Hammerstrom rounded out five, followed by Laramie Nutter, Cade Lemmel, and then Annika Main and Coulter Gerard. Look at some of the high point and all-around awards. The high point team was awarded to Wall with 265 points. Boys all-around went to Gabe Glynn. Boys rookie went to Christopher Lurs. The girls all-around went to Tava Sexton. And girls rookie awarded to Madeline Wan. So that is a quick look at the New Underwood Southwest Region Rodeo that took place here this past weekend. Of course, state kicks off this next Tuesday through Saturday as we head to Fort Pierre. This rodeo update was brought to you by South Dakota's Elite Horse Sale, July 27th at the Martin Arena. And Vitalix. Contact Denny Lowing, your local Vitalix dealer in Sturgis. I'll turn things back to KBHB. I'm Breezy Miller.